see the sun. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. Happy New Year, brothers and sisters. This is the first episode for the year 2024, my second season, and I am so excited about this season. And so grateful that you are tuning in once again. The background song is Trust in God from Elevation Worship, and it's featuring Chris Brown and Isaiah Templeton. Wonderful, wonderful song. I, once again, am so excited about what the Lord has planned for this podcast this year. And if you are listening, that means that you have been blessed to see another year. And for that, we ought to give God a praise. I know I give God praise for allowing me to be above ground one more year. There are some people who did not make it into this year, but you and I, we made it. And so we ought to be grateful to the Lord for that. I heard in the scriptures that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Aren't you glad that you know the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts? Aren't you glad that you know the very creator of this universe? Aren't you glad that not only can you know Him, that you can know Him in your head, but you can have full relationship with Him in your heart? Praise be unto God for the God that we serve. I want to talk about what the Lord has given me, the word that the Lord has given me for this year, and a mindset or frame of mind that He would like His believers to be in. And with all the things that have happened since we've come into this year, the first few days of this year and a latter part of December, the things that are happening in the church, it lets me know that, this is an important word to get out to the believers, to get out to the saints. So when I was praying about what is the word for 2024, Lord, what's the word? What would you have me to share with the people of God concerning this upcoming year? Now, I'm not going to do like, a lot of people are on YouTube and whatnot have, these different prophecies that, things that are going to come. I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. The Lord did not tell me specifically of the things that are going to be taking place in 2024, but He did give me a word for 2024. So I just want to share that He gave me that word on December 26th, and I just wrote it down in my journal, and I just want to read it word for word. And it is dated December 26th, and it says, Christmas is over, and my mind has shifted to the new year. The word posture is on my mind. Not my physical posture, but the position or attitude of my mind. What should it be in 2024? What should my posture be? I should take on a posture of prayer. My approach for next year is unceasing prayer. Prayer for my family, prayer for my health, protection, defense, discernment, strength, and growth. Prayer for stamina, wisdom, endurance, perseverance, patience, holiness, and love. The world is wicked. People have no love for each other, themselves, and certainly not for the things of God. The believer must remain in the posture of prayer for his or her own survival in these wicked times. The believer, you and me, we must remain in the posture of prayer, unceasing prayer, for our own survival during this season. We are to pray God's blessings over our lives, pray for God's covering, pray against the enemy's attacks and plans. We are to pray for enlightenment and spiritual awareness, because you do not want to be caught off guard or deceived in this season. 2024 is a whirlwind of wickedness. 2024 is a whirlwind of wickedness. The believer must be firmly rooted so he or she is not plucked up or dislodged from their foundation. Jesus Christ is our foundation. So we have to be firmly rooted so that nobody is plucking us from that foundation. We have to always remember that the greater one lives on the inside of us. He, the greater one that lives on the inside of us, cannot be defeated by Satan. Cannot be defeated by Satan or his agents. Victory resides in us. Victory lives on the inside of you, if you are a born again believer, and on the inside of me as a born again believer. We cannot lose. So I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 17 and add a little scripture background here. The song that I was playing said, "Trust in the Lord." And Jeremiah 17 is going to back that up. So I'm going to start at Jeremiah 17, verse 5. I'm going to begin at verse 5. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." I want to read that again. "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh, humans, his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." That person whose heart has left the Lord, has left the foundation, have left their root, they are cursed. Verse 6, "For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." So this is the other side. You have one side that's cursed, and those are those people who have depart or who departs from the Lord. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. "For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." That's good. "For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." All we have to do during this whirlwind of wickedness that we're going to encounter, that we're going to see with our eyes in this year, the whirlwind of wickedness that's on the horizon, don't depart from the Lord, because if you depart from the Lord, then you're going to be cursed. But if you put your trust and your hope in Jesus Christ, then you are going to find blessing. You will still yield fruit even in the midst of a drought. So it's not common sense, it's not good sense to wait until times are hard to leave the Lord. That's foolishness. I'm going to go on to verse 9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, you're not getting riches the right way and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. That's a warning for somebody. You out here scrimping and scraping and trying to get rich and doing things the wrong way to do it. You're not going to have an opportunity to enjoy those riches. You're going to leave them in the mist. And not only that, you're going to appear to be a fool in the end of it all. So what side you need to be on, saint, is on the side that's firmly rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, who has put his whole trust in him, and that no matter what comes in 2024, you do not depart. Don't allow your heart to depart from the Lord, because if you do, you're going to be cursed. You have everything that you need to survive this season that is on the horizon, because the greater one is on the inside of you. And if you don't feel that strongly on within you, then you can pray for the strength. All the things that I read that you need to be praying for in this season. So I will read it again. This is what I want your prayer to be all season, because once again, the word was posture, a posture of prayer. Every believer, every saint should have an attitude, and their approach to everything that they face should be prayer, unceasing prayer. You pray without ceasing. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Pray without ceasing, because if you have eyes and any sense of discernment at all, and you have heard the things that are going on in the church with bishops, then you know that we are facing perilous times. We've got a lot of false teachers. We've got wickedness that has been unleashed. If you have discernment, you can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the atmosphere that there's something coming, and that it's things that are not right. And so what I'm saying to you is you can survive it. I just read it to you in Jeremiah. That if you put your trust in God, you can still be fruitful in this season. But you got to trust in God, and do not allow your heart to depart from him. I don't know what you're going to go through specifically. As individuals, I don't even know what I may go through or what I may encounter this year. But I know that if I hold on, hold on and put my trust in God and not man, not in the government, not in my spouse, not in my job, not in my pastor, not in my bishop, but in God. Because that's what it says in the word. If I do that, then I will be like a tree planted by the water. That my leaf will remain green. I'm still going to be growing. I'm still going to be flourishing. Even in the midst of a drought season for the world, the people of God are still going to be yielding fruit. If they put their trust in God and they hold on to their hope and you pray without ceasing. Let that be your approach to everything. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to petition my Father about what's going on. Let that be your approach, brother, sister. So what kind of things are we going to pray about again? What are we going to pray for? We're going to pray for our families. We're going to pray for our health. We're going to pray for divine protection. We're going to pray that God, for God's defense. We're going to pray for discernment. Lord knows, in this hour, all this false teaching, all this foolishness going on, you better have some discernment. And if you don't already have it, you need to go to the Lord and pray for discernment. And if you already have discernment, you need to pray that it gets sharper. Sharpen my discernment. We're going to pray for patience. We're going to pray for strength. And we're going to pray that we are able to grow in this season. We're going to pray for stamina, for perseverance, for endurance, for wisdom, for holiness, and for love. Enlightenment, spiritual awareness. These are the things that we want to pray for. And I don't mean just pray one time because it's the new year. Let me just go into my closet and send out this one prayer. I mean, you pray without ceasing. That's the posture for 2024. A unceasing prayer. That's my approach. That's my attitude for 2024. I'm going to pray about everything. And I'm going to pray without ceasing. Because I know that if I pray, He hears. And if He hears, He'll answer. He'll answer. Why? Because I'm His. Hallelujah. Because I belong to Him. Because He cares about me. He cares about my well-being. Because He cares, He will respond. He will respond. You will survive. I speak that over every hearer, that you will survive 2024. You will make it. You will make it. You will make it. You will make it. Why? Because you're praying. You're praying without ceasing. You're praying without ceasing. You're praying over your life. Now, when we pray, we have to also believe. Don't go and pray and don't believe that God is going to answer. You have to believe wholeheartedly that He's hearing you, He's heard you, and He's going to act on your behalf. You have to believe that. Because if you don't believe it, you're not going to get anything from God. When you come to Him, you must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Anything is possible for the person that believes. All things are possible. All you got to do is believe. Amen. Praise God. I praise God for this new year. I praise God for you. And I praise God for just being able to be in my right mind, because there are some people who seem to be losing their mind with the things that are going on. And I thank God that I can see Satan where he is. I recognize when people are being used by Satan. So I'm grateful for that discernment. And once again, you need to pray for that if you don't have it, because it's a lot of deception going on right now, and it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. So you don't want to be caught up in it. So I cannot stress to you enough to pray for discernment. Stay on your knees. Stay in prayer. And pray about everything. And that is all that I have for you right now. Grace and peace.